Like, when defenses do well against him, and I don't mean like he pulls his hamstring, because that's what happens. Like, when defenses actually have a good game plan against Saquon and slow him down, what does that look like?
Well, they got to make the run lanes uncomfortable. You know, like, he got away from this because he used to do a lot when he was young, the bounce. That was his biggest thing, was bouncing, and he would bounce into trouble instead of sticking his face in there getting 4 yards. You want him to kind of be, like, bottled up a little bit. You got to stay in your run fits and everything like that because – of the ability for him to bounce. And one thing about him is that he has breakaway speed. Like, he's a big dude, but the dude can go. And so I think you got to find a way to keep him bottled up between the tackles. And those linebackers, you got to fit the right area, and you got to gang tackle.
No Nate Landman tonight?
Yes.
Who obviously part of the linebacking core. His strength probably is defending the run.
Yes.
Maybe not as good in coverage, but no Nate Landman tonight. So, I mean, I don't think that makes or breaks the game for you. You have other linebackers that are good and will play, but probably like to have him in a game like this with Saquon on the other side.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Because you want a linebacker like Landman when it like this, because he know one speed downhill. And the thing about it is he's taking on guards and everything. That's something that Troy and those guys are going to have to do tonight, you know, because, you know, that's what irritates me, because it's an easy run concept for what they're going to do. They're going to do the inside belly with the pull read for Jalen. That's what they do. That's what they're going to do. Now it's all about that initial, those guys, Onyemata and Grady, getting off blocks and holding up blocks, allowing these guys to make plays.
Yeah, I feel good about those guys. Like, if we're talking about what this specific guy on the defense needs to do, I mean, obviously Judon felt like he got a little bit better as the game went, had that play in the fourth quarter.
They said he was wrecking practice when he was with the Patriots. They practiced against the Eagles. Is one of the rare times he did practice while he was up there. Say he had a good camp.
Good.
I think that was Dukes and Bell had a guy on from Philly, and he was talking about their practice or whatever. But, I mean, you got to tackle well. You got to tackle him well. And if Jalen makes a mistake, you got to make him pay.
Yeah, that's one of mine. And it's beyond just that. It's when you got to win the turnover battle. Like, you could have beat – you as bad as you played, you probably could have beat the Steelers if you didn't turn the ball over three times.
Yeah,
and they were two interceptions and a bad fumble. Like, you keep those possessions. Maybe it's you get a couple more points, maybe one touchdown, field goal, whatever it is, and you probably win that game, even though you did not play well and did not have much going offensively. You can't do that again. Like, you can't have those sloppy man goes in motion and you snap the ball into him turnovers. I don't want to see Kirk, especially that second one, just to, you know, get rid of it, pockets collapsing, kind of a YOLO throw. You don't do that. Just get it out of bounds. Like, just get the ball out of bounds, worst case scenario. And Jalen's going to give you opportunities. Mm-hmm. Like, Jalen Hurts is going to throw a couple passes that you can intercept. It's not going to be a Justin Fields-type game plan where they try to babysit him and don't let him throw over middle.
No.
Like, there's going to be interceptions to be had. He's got to come up with them.
And the one thing about Jalen is you can't let him get in the rhythm. Because one thing about Jalen, once he's out, it's very hard for him to get back into a rhythm, so you got to keep him guessing. My other one, Andy, you got to win on first down on both sides. Offense and defense, you got to win on first down. You got to put yourself in manageable second and third downs if you're Kirk Cousins and the Atlanta Falcons offense. And then you want to keep Jalen and this offense in third and second, in second and nine, third and nine, and everything like that, because that takes away the run element as far as that. Now, that's going to be another one is you got to keep eyes on Jalen, because he's a running quarterback. And those lanes, and he's not afraid to take it. If it's there, y'all like your rush lanes, you rush past the quarterback, tackles push you past, you leave a lane, you're in man coverage. Jalen, that's an easy 20 for him.
And that's something
that's an easy 20 for him.
Killed the Falcons last year.
Yep.
Like, I know different year, different defense, different players, but they're some of the same guys. Like, you probably win three different games if the running quarterback doesn't break one or two plays on you last year. Obviously, Josh Dobbs in that game, Kyler Murray against the Cardinals. Like, there was just those moments where it's like, damn, just make a tackle. Jalen Hurts is going to do it. Like, there's going to be designed runs where he keeps it, pulls it down, and tries to get yards on you. But then he also has those dirty yards, too.
Yep.
And if you make you get into a good situation where it's third and seven or whatever, and you got good coverage, and you're like pretty solid on defense, and then Jalen just scrambles out for that eight, backbreaking. Yep. I mean, that just destroys the defense over time. Like, it grinds
especially
you down.
Especially when you're playing well.
Yeah, you're playing you're good. Playing we, good. We did good. We covered well. Yeah. We did good. Yeah. We held up, and then he found that one lane, kept the drive alive. The more you do that, the more exhausted you get. Mine very similar to what you said. You're saying winning first down on both sides of the ball. I said win third down on both sides of the ball.
Yeah.
Obviously, those things go hand in hand. The Falcons were awful on third down.
They were.
Against Pittsburgh. And we had Arch on mid last week, and he was talking about part of that is what you're talking about, how bad they were on first and second. Of the 9 third downs they had, 7 of them or 10 or longer. Yeah. You can't win like that. You can't win like that if they don't have TJ Watt.
Mm-hmm.
You definitely can't win like that when they have that guy over there knowing you're in a passing situation. He's going to tee off on you. So, I mean, and we say this too, I just don't want to get too greedy. You don't have to get to third down every time either. You know, you're allowed to pick up a first down on second down, you know?
Yeah.
Skip third down. You can do it. Get right back to first.
You really can.
It's second
there's
and six.
No rule.
Oh, we got 8 yards. Now it's first down again.
There's no rule.
It doesn't have to be third and four every single
time.
There's
no rule that it has to be third down in the
game. No, it doesn't.
It really is.
It doesn't.
Man.
And that, but that, when you're doing that, when you're picking up first downs on first down or on second down, that tends to be indicative of a rhythm offensively.
Right.
There was no rhythm offensively last week against Pittsburgh.
No.
Now, credit to Pittsburgh. Hope they'll chalk it up. Whatever percentage of the pie it was that was Pittsburgh doing that to you, hopefully it was a lot. Because Zach Robinson, the offensive coordinator of the Falcons, has to have a better game plan today.
Yeah, he has to, you know, you want to always see growth. Now, granted, this is his second game, NFL coordinator, everything. I said this last time, I don't care.
I don't either.
I don't give a damn.
Great. He's the offensive coordinator.
I don't care how many games he's played. He's got to show growth with his play calling, his play design, and all those other things. And the other guys got to help. And I'm talking about the players themselves. These guys have got to get up. I know Kyle Pitts is going home. Got a lot of people at the football game.
Right, from
which
Philly.
Is always fun, from Philly, yep. and those things. But these guys have got to find ways to get open. And those five guys, they got to protect them. They got to give Kirk time, and they got to give Bijan and these runners some lanes. You said it earlier, and I'm right on board with you. I do think there probably was I wanted to be a more emphasis on getting Tyler Algiers more carries, but it just went away from what you wanted to do.
Yeah.
So he's only able to get 3 carries, but I can see him somewhere at 7, 8, maybe 9, 10 carries tonight. That'll mean that run game is going. And that's the first thing they got to do. They got to get it cranked up to do what they want to be able to do to have Kurt at probably his best. All right. You got to do something different out of the pistol if you're going to run it today. You cannot just sit there and do what you did last time and let Caleb McGarry let him run block. And let him be the point of attack on some runs tonight. All right, let him be on the right side, and let him run.
Yeah, run behind him.
Run behind him.
Run behind him. He's big. He's a big road grader. He can block for runs, and sometimes in the past game, not T.J. Watt or others, but sometimes. But yeah, if you get the other thing with him, and I don't know, it's probably true for a lot of guys, but we've seen this with him before. Like, if it starts out good and he gets like in a pretty good
groove
yeah. not just going forward, right. but physically, but mentally,
yes.
like it tends to go pretty well. 2 years ago, when they had the third best rushing offense in the NFL with Algier and Cordarrelle Patterson and all that stuff, he actually had a pretty good year. Now, that was a contract year.
Yes, it was.
He also came in the best shape of his life
and earned
a contract extension. I mean, good for him going for the money and all that. But last year, there was just not a lot of games where they got in that great running rhythm. And part of that is because he wasn't ever in a very good rhythm.
Right.
So I'm with you. Like, run behind him. Let him go forward.
Yes.
Let him do the thing that makes him feel good about himself.
Because he likes it.
I bet it doesn't feel great to keep getting your ass kicked by whoever on the outside and everyone's looking at you.
And everybody's looking at you.
Yeah.
And the thing about it is we saw the disruptive plays that TJ had, right?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
We don't know how the rest of the game went. Caleb made it.
Maybe he blocked him good a couple times.
He blocked him good a few times, but we don't care about that.
Yeah, no, it doesn't matter.
You know what I mean?
When TJ Watt hits your quarterback 7 times,
yes.
then those other whatever, however many times you blocked him, kind of don't matter.
It don't really damn matter. Yeah. It really don't matter. But yeah, I'm anxious to see how this team is able to bounce back from a disappointing. because they're disappointed too. We talk about the fans and everything like that, rightfully so. But nobody feels worse than these players did, because you do put a whole lot of damn work into this, and you get ready for a season, and for you to go out there with the expectations that a lot of us had about this team without ever seeing them in person. And I think that was the biggest, and I'll always take my, I was use myself because I don't ever want to use nobody as that. That's my biggest was that right there, was I was putting expectations on something that I'd never seen.
Yeah.
And that's why I kept saying that Friday we're 20 people. I kept saying, we're all going to see this together for
right.
the first time.
I know that is why we tried to not like temper expectations, but yes. It's like we don't really know.
We don't know because
it's all on paper. Like,
it's on paper. And we know this, that Kirk's here and we Kirk's coming off of an injury. We know that Kirk's had weapons before. He's had weapons before. I just know what my expectations of him as a quarterback because of what I've seen of his track record. Now, his track record with this team and these teammates, I don't know.
So far, not great.
No.
So far, not much.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
As you see more, hopefully it looks better. I mean, those are my kind of my final two thoughts on it is, I mean, it does really, all that other stuff, it comes down to him.
Yes.
Like, he's got to be the quarterback that you're expecting to see.
Yes.
Like, whether it was Rust or TJ Watt or whatever, play calling, whatever it was week one, it's got to be better, and Kirk Cousins has to look better tonight in order for the Falcons to win this game.
Look comfortable, too.
Yeah, comfortable,
you know what I mean?
Comfortable and rhythm and all that.
All those different things, Buck. And it's going to be funny if they're under the center of the first damn play. I'm going to love it.
No, I hope they are.
I'm going to love it.
I hope they are because that's what he does well.
That's what he does well. That's what I'm saying.